Chapter 2, 1908 to 1917. The Ugly Country of England, School Days. In 1962, Francine Smithline, a schoolgirl from New York, wrote to C.S. Lewis, telling him how much he had enjoyed his Narnia books and asking him for information about his own school days. In reply, Lewis informed her that he had attended 3 boarding schools, of which 2 were very horrid. In fact, Lewis continues, he never hated anything as much, not even the frontline trenches in World War I. Even the most casual reader of Surprised by Joy is struck by both the vehemence of Lewis's hatred for the schools he attended in England and the implausibility that they were worse than the death-laden trenches of the Great War. One of the significant sources of tension between C.S. Lewis and his brother in the late 1950s was Warney's belief that Lewis had significantly misrepresented his time at Malvern College in Surprised by Joy, 1955. George Sayer, 1914 to 2005, a close friend who penned one of the most revealing and perceptive biographies of Lewis, recalls Lewis admitting later in life that his account of his time at Malvern was lies, reflecting the complex interaction of 2 strands of his identity at that time. Sayer's recollection leaves readers of Surprised by Joy wondering about both the extent and motivation of Lewis's reconstruction of his past. Perhaps Lewis's judgment here may have been clouded by his overwhelmingly negative initial impressions of England, which spilled over into his educational experience. As he later remarked, he conceived a hatred for England which took many years to heal. His aversion to English schools possibly reflects a deeper cultural dislike of England itself at this time, evident in some of his correspondence. In June 1914, for example, Lewis complained about being cooped up in this hot, ugly country of England, when he could have been roaming the cool, lush countryside of County Down. Yet there is clearly something deeper and more visceral here. Lewis simply does not seem to have fitted into the public school culture of the Edwardian age. What others saw as a necessary, if occasionally distasteful, preparation for the rigors of life in the real world was dismissed and vilified by Lewis as a concentration camp.